Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBEE, and you wanted to throw a gathering of your friends, a party to bring in the new year this Saturday, but didn't quite work out as good as you hoped.
No, I sent out a nice text invite to all of my friends about the plan for the evening was bingo themed. We were going to make bingo cards. Everyone shows up and thinks we're going to play bingo. And they were like, what do you mean? Why are there blank pieces of paper here? It's like, we're going to make bingo cards with our New Year's resolutions on it.
Oh, so then when you accomplish a goal, a resolution, you kind of put a stamp on it. And so whoever covers the bingo card for the year wins, chasing dreams and goals.
Yes.
Okay.
And in the rush, the excitement, I was very excited for bingo night.
Oh, boy.
Was putting the Leafs in my table, going to make it so everyone could all sit together. And I have a glass table. The glass top fell and hit my foot.
Oh,
ouch. Is that why you have it raised up over there?
Yeah, it's a little green from the bruise.
Yeah, it's swollen is what it. Ouch. Yeah, so that, but did the glass break?
Glass did not break.
So thank your foot that took the damage,
foot
I guess,
did not
right?
break. My friend's a nurse. She came over. She assessed the situation.
Okay.
Was not broken. She was like, it's going to be sore. You're going to have a hard time walking for a couple of days. My other friend, he's from Mexico. English is his second language. He like leans over and is like, why does Hope keep complaining that a leaf fell on her foot? Thinking it's like a leaf from a tree. I was like, listen, I know
God,
I'm dramatic.
She's such a drama queen. It was just a leaf. Oh, I can't walk.
Poor guy's like, Rochester's got some heavy leafs around here.
Yeah, right?
Taking out feet.
I'm a baby.
How did the... Now, I've never done this.
Me
bingo
neither.
Card, filling out resolutions. Did your friends come up with some good ones?
Yeah. One put Buffalo Bills Super Bowl.
Nice.
So some people went like pop culture, like things that could happen in the nation. Other people went like personal goals. I put down a couple of restaurants I've been wanting to try. I put down some workout goals.
Bingo
so
card.
So it's very individual.
Yes.
None of them are alike. It's just whatever goals and whoever gets them done first.
I was trying to steal ideas because everyone was like, I don't know what to put. I don't know what to put. You need 25 ideas. My friend started out her free space. She wrote free money. She's like, I want free money in the new year.
Oh,
and I was like,
right in
that's
the middle.
Great. That's I'm stealing that.
Free right. money. I like it. Yeah.
How about you? What would you put on a New Year's resolution
Me?
Bingo card? Yeah.
Well, 25 of them by then. You're like, get my roots done. Because I get that done so rarely. Shave my legs, you know.
They said I was
cheating. Because that happens like once a year.
Because I put turn 29. And they're like, were you not planning on making it past May this year? And I was like, well, I just wanted one thing that I knew would happen that
there
I could cross
go.
Off.
It's like a free space.
How about you? What would you put on your bingo board for resolutions, goals, dreams? 25's a lot.
That's a lot of things that you got to get done.
I like yours. Your roots done on your hair?
My roots done. And shave my legs.
Okay, there's two.
I mean, keep them simple. We got to run the world, right?
How about you? 585-252-WBEE. New way of creating goals, bucket list items, resolution is a bingo card. Hope had a party, invite her friends over, make up a bingo card. Things you want to accomplish in the new year. There's 25 spaces to fill. So some of your friends were like, I'll take this project home. They couldn't even think of 25 things they want to accomplish, huh?
Right. They were like, you know, I was thinking about it all day yesterday, and I just don't have anything. And I was like, well, you know, other people have started theirs. Like, you could steal some. They're like, no. I'm going to take it to go.
All right.
Yeah.
So like, think about it.
This isn't a takeout restaurant. I was like, I wasn't thinking I was going to give to-go crafts, but...
Get to go crash 92.5 WBE. Come on over. We're going to make bingo cards resolutions. Can't think of anything. I'm going to pass. Take it home. Work on it. Jelly Roll didn't have to work on him. Him and his wife there, Honey Bunny, their New Year's resolution is to have a farm, huh?
Yeah. Well, they bought a farm.
Okay. They got
farm land. And they've got some fences set up, area, but they have no animals until over the weekend where Bunny... She said meet Crunch, Brownie, and S'more. So she bought three cows. And they're the long-haired Himalayan ones.
Oh,
and
those
they're
are
not,
beautiful.
They are so cute, but they're not big. So it's so funny because he's got now he's got these little cows. And then the next day, Jelly Roll was like, well, you know what? I was so jealous that she got cows. I'm going to get myself a donkey.
A donkey?
Yes. So the next day, boom, a donkey's delivered.
You have any words before you meet your donkey?
I'm excited. The donkey's going to love me. We're going to be friends forever.
Do you want to send him a message?
To your future donkey? I loved you from day one. There's no way he's standing up right now.
He's laying down.
No, I'm telling you, he's laying down.
He's standing up.
That donkey's not that small.
He's that small. He's a mini donkey.
Oh, this is the best donkey ever. Oh my God, he's standing up. What's up, donkey? Donkey, donkey, donkey.
Hi, baby.
Hey, donkey. Come on, donkey. Oh, look at dude. Oh, he's a little show donkey.
He's a little show donkey. So they've got a miniature donkey. They have three miniature cows. So I don't know if they're just going to have a little miniature farm or what.
There you go. Jelly Roll sounded like Shrek to me with
donkey.
Am I the only one that thought that? Well, their resolution, they're already kicking it in.
There they go.
It is day number six. It's the miniature farm they got going there. How about you? What would you put on your bingo card? I tried for the New Year's, you know, we're talking about filling out bingo cards, to cook more at home to save money.
Mm-hmm.
I found that I'm a better cook than I thought. And I think I've gained weight through this holiday season.
Really?
Because I taste while I'm eating. And then, it's good. My wife's like, that's good. I'm on my second plate or bowl. So I'm eating more.
Yeah.
It's kind of backfiring. I'm happier, right? Saving money at home.
Yeah.
Recreating dishes I like. You know, sometimes those, you go to Chipotle and get one of those bowls. Mm-hmm. I figured out how to make it at home.
Right.
You know, a little chicken, a little rice, a little black
beans.
Gotta
be cheaper doing it at home,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but... Man, the love handles are like, be careful, that bingo card is expanding for me. How about you? What would you put on that bingo card? Hope came up with, did you create this idea, the resolutions on the bingo cards? You see it somewhere.
I stole it off of TikTok.
Okay, let's not use the word steal. You borrowed it. You were inspired.
Oh,
how
okay.
about that?
I was inspired.
Tomato, tomato. Exactly, it makes you feel better.
Renee chiming in on our text line saying, you know what? I like to write down one thing you're grateful for every night.
Oh.
So that's going to be on her bingo card.
Okay.
Write down one thing you're grateful for every single night. I might steal that. That's a good one. That's a nice way to end the day instead of, oh, I don't have this or I need that. One thing you're grateful for.
I like that a lot. The bingo card we're talking about, it's kind of like goals, bucket list items, things you want to change in the new year. Well, on a bingo card, there's 25 spaces to fill. So,
whew. That's a lot.
Yeah, you got to think about it. We'll get more into that next. 92.5 WBEE. What are you putting on your bingo card? Happy Monday morning to you. Coming up in just a little bit, 7:25, Dustin Lynch concert tickets for you to win. We're talking about a bingo card full of New Year's resolutions. And I got back into the gym. And I needed to put that on my bingo card a couple times to remind me to get to the gym. Because I went there, I'm like, oh, look at all the new equipment. When did you guys get this? They're like, 3 months ago.
Oh,
I haven't been here in a while.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's laughing behind the counter like, oh, it ain't that new, buddy. You just are finally back in a gym.
You're not alone. Yeah. Like, this is a big month for gyms. And it's like so clear. It's being forced on us, I think. They replaced all the Christmas stuff in the front of stores with like workout equipment. I walked in, I was like, okay. Now I feel like... You're assuming that we all are going to just start working out because it's January. So, yeah, you're not alone there.
Yeah, my bingo card got ruined. I put my workout goals on it and all. My friends started making fun of me. They're like, you're not going to be able to achieve this. This is incorrect. It's like, what the heck? What do you mean? The gym that I've been going to, they track how many camps you go to. So they've got the 50, 100, 250 club. So I put those three milestones. There's like, there's no way. I thought that my camps from last year were going to roll over. I was at 43. I was like, I've already got 43 done. I'm going to hit 50 next week. It's going to be fine. New Year's Day, the app resets. I'm back at zero. Zero!
Oh, no!
Oh, my gosh.
That's hardcore. So,
yeah, it is.
Come on, can't we just transfer these over? Help me out a little bit?
There's no rollover?
There's no rollover, and they're closed on Sundays. So, like, I got to get this foot injury done.
It's like vacation time. It doesn't roll over. Your workout hours, they don't roll over. Got to start all over again.
You got to read the disclaimer. I thought I had more time to hit my goals. And you do. You know, numbers are just numbers. Diane said, hey, I'm just turning off my work phone at night while I sleep. Don't need to hear anything. Don't need to hear any dings or dangs. The work will be there tomorrow. I kind of like that on the bingo card of resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just shut off the phone. Disconnect a little bit. That's a good one.
I do that, and then I get all these text messages. I tried to call you. It's like, well, I shut off my phone. It feels like everyone's insulted.
So the man's holding you down disconnecting.
I'm going to do that, too. Put that on my bingo card. Every night, I'm going to shut off my phone.
All right, there you go. Did Luke Combs, did he have a resolution he's going to work on? We'll get into that next.